But just try and pay attention. We want to talk about Jesus. Little ones, you ready to talk about Jesus? Yay. All right, what about you older folks? You ready? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. We are so, so stoked to have our visitors here today. And isn't it, okay, church people, Christian folk, isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. Give them some praise. Okay, I know some people don't like it when we say, okay, I know you can do better than that. But you know what? This is a pretty big day right here. You know what? We are blessed. Look at your neighbor and say, you are blessed, man. Now, look at your neighbor and say, doesn't Preacher Paul look handsome today? Yep, you're welcome. Okay. All right, everybody, one more time, let's tell the good Lord how appreciative we are of this wonderful gift, man. Give him some praise. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy. Amen? Oh, God is good. Father God, we love you and we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lord, that we will never know what hell feels like, Lord. Thank you so much for your saving grace and your mercy over my life and over my family's life. Thank you for your love. Church, tell them, thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. We love you, Jesus. Your will be done in this service. Thank you for your anointing presence, Lord. And let us leave here refreshed. Let us leave here excited. And let us leave here ready to go out and do what you would have us do. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Everybody in the church said,
amen.
All right, all right. Amen. Everybody, turn with me. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 53, or you can follow along on the monitors. We're going to be jumping around. What we got going on here is we got a topical message this morning, so we're going to kind of be jumping around in some different places in the Bible. So we're going to be moving kind of fast. But I just want you guys to know something this morning. If you have accepted Jesus Christ, you are blessed. Amen. You are blessed and you are highly favored. Amen. Also, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is the day to do that. Amen. All heaven is ready to rejoice and throw down, man. We are going to be so excited if you give your life to Jesus this morning. Don't worry about what anybody else says. Don't worry about what anybody else is thinking. If you're ready to get right with Jesus, let's do that today. And it's going to be wonderful. And I can promise you, I've been a Christian for a week or two now, and I can promise you, you will never regret it. Amen? It is the best decision you will ever do. Amen? So Isaiah 53 and verse 6, here we go. If you're ready to jump, everybody say jump. Isaiah 53 and verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. Look at your neighbor and say, good morning, sheepy.
Good morning, sheepy.
Listen, guys, nobody is immune to this sin thing. You got it?
Amen.
You got it? We have all went astray. We were created, listen to me this morning, we were created by a holy God, amen, who can have nothing at all to do with sin. Amen. And he knew before time began, he knew that he would create mankind. And he knew that mankind would fall. Amen.
Amen.
So what I'm saying this morning is this was not a surprise to him when this all happened in the Garden of Eden. You hear what I'm saying this morning? And before the foundations of the earth, Jesus Christ knew he would lay down his life for your sins. Amen. Can we give him some praise this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Not a single person in here, not a single person across the globe is immune from this sin thing. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. You know, sheep like to do their own thing. You know that? They like to do their own thing. They're prone to getting into trouble. They need a shepherd. We need a shepherd. Amen? All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned. We have turned everyone, that's all of us, to his own way. We've been prideful. We've been arrogant. You see what I'm saying this morning? Humanity, creation. But let's understand this right now, that you are blessed. You are blessed if you've accepted that wonderful, precious gift. Amen?
Amen.
And if you have not accepted that gift, today is the day and you can be blessed. Amen? Amen. Romans 3:23, it's on your monitor. For all have sinned. See what I'm saying? All of us. Everybody. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So go ahead and raise your hand real fast if you got this sinless thing going off. You never made a mistake in your life. All right. That's a couple of us. Amen. Okay, here's the deal. We're all guilty. But see, that's not a surprise to God. Amen. He knew this was going to happen. Jesus knew this was happening. But you are loved this morning. Amen. We belong to a God who said, I love you so much, I will not, you hear what I'm saying? I will not let you go to hell. Amen? Amen? You have been called by name. If you're here in this service this morning, I plead with you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you've not done that this morning, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Okay, so everybody sinned. You got that? We've got that. We've read a couple verses. Everybody sinned. Dwayne, you know, we've all sinned. But what's the big deal about that? Nobody's perfect. You're not good enough to get to heaven on your own. Okay? No, that ain't what my grandma said. Well, it doesn't matter what your grandma said. You know what I'm saying? Your grandma loved you, and I'm sure she made the best cookies on the block. But here's the deal. We are sinful people. We live in a fallen world. And the wages of that sin is not good. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? If you've sinned one time, we are guilty. We serve a holy God. Amen. You were created by a holy God this morning. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. And he is a just God. Somebody has to pay for their wrongdoings. You know what I mean? Okay. So we have a choice here. We have a choice this morning. We can pay for our own sins. Which that doesn't sound like a very good thing to do, does it? You can either pay for your own sins. Okay. And that's talking about eternal separation. Amen? From our Lord, from your Creator. Eternal separation forever and ever and ever. Or you can take Jesus up on a free gift. You see what I'm saying? He paid for your salvation. So yes, the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. But what does that even mean? Everybody's going to die. We've all sinned. And my paycheck for sinning, even if I only sinned one time, is death. And everybody's going to die. You got that? We figured that out already, right? Let me back this up with another verse real fast. Romans 5 and verse 12. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man. Everyone say, thanks, Adam. Yep. But let's understand this. We would have messed it up if it was us. And you've already blown it. We've all already blown it. You know what I'm saying? But through that one man's disobedience, sin and death entered the world. And not just that death that we're very familiar with, that losing a loved one. That, see, when Adam and Eve, when they partook of that fruit, they begin to age at that moment. And they would physically die. But see, it's way more deeper than that. Okay, this is the wages of sin is death. Do you know what death translates to? You know what it means? It means separation. Separation. Okay, so at that moment, humanity became separated from its God, from its Creator. You see what I'm saying? Like I said, God cannot have anything to do with sin. He doesn't wink at our sin. I know this is a hard word, man, but listen, we're going for gold this morning. We're going for the jugular. If you haven't done it, if you haven't accepted Jesus, this is the day. Amen. This is the day. Amen. And all of us old timers, all of us Christians, we've been Christians for 10 years, 5 years, 8 years, 1 month. We will gladly give up our Easter service. We will gladly give up our Easter service to see if we can help you come to the foot of the cross this morning. Amen? Amen. For the wages of sin is death. When I got a job, you know what I mean? When I go out and work, you know what? I expect to be compensated. Right? 8 hours work, 8 hours pay. Raise your hands if that sounds good to you. Right? Okay. Well, see, here's the deal, ma'am. Because we live in a fallen world, and because we have broken God's law, you see what I'm saying? Our paycheck is death. Eternal. This is what we have earned. Okay? Do you see what I'm saying this morning? No, I can never serve a God that will send me to hell. Listen, beloved, it's not like that. He is holy. So holy we can't even begin to understand how pure he is. You see what I'm saying? And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a just God. He is all about some justice. You see what I'm saying? But he says, you know what? My son can take your penalty. My son took your penalty. So no, God does not send us to hell. We send ourselves to hell when we refuse to accept that precious gift that was given for us. You see what I'm saying this morning? So yes, the wages of sin is death. Not just that physical separation. Amen. And that's pretty bad. But it gets so much worse than that. Amen. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin. So our great-great-great-grandpapa, Adam and Eve, were immediately estranged from their creator. That's not good. You know, Isaiah says that your sins have separated you from your God. That's a big problem, man. That is a huge problem. It ain't none of us sinless, you know what I mean? But thank God. Everyone say, thank God. For Jesus. Amen. The sinless, spotless lamb slain before the foundation. You don't have to say that. That's some good news, right? Amen. Oh, man. Romans 5 and verse 12. It's on your monitors there. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. Okay, we can't really blame it on Adam and Eve. You know what I mean? They did what they did, but guess what? We did what we did. I don't have to teach my kids to sin. You didn't have to teach your kids to sin. We were born with it. We were born with that desire to be selfish. No one has to teach nobody how to be selfish, man. So we naturally, this natural person, you know what I'm saying? We naturally go against what God says is right. What I'm trying to say this morning is we're all guilty. We're all guilty. Amen? You know when Mel Gibson was doing The Passion of the Christ, when he was producing that movie, he was not in that movie, and a lot of people thought, hey, well, that's kind of weird, you know, and he was at his peak, you know, when he was doing that movie, and a lot of folks were like, hey, Mel Gibson, how come you're not doing something in this movie besides producing it? And he did do something in the movie. You know that there's a shot when Jesus' hand is there on the cross, and the Roman soldier drives the nail through the hand. That's actually Mel Gibson's hand doing that. You know what I'm saying this morning? Does that make sense to you guys? We are all guilty, man. We are all part of the reason why he went on that cross. Amen. You know what I mean? Love put him on that cross. Love kept him on that cross. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the next slide. So the wages of sin is death. So we got a bad thing going on here, right? But it's going to get real good. Romans 5 and verse 18. Therefore... Listen up. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men. Adam blew it. Then we all blew it. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. That's good news. Let me read that again real fast. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you right now from the bottom of your heart. Why don't you just tell the Lord, thank you so much for your son. You know, we've all fallen short. We were all on this train heading nowhere good. You see what I'm saying? But you are so loved, for God so loved the world. All of us, amen? For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave the most precious thing in the universe for the biggest need in the universe. Amen? Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. So by the one man's obedience, talking about Jesus, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. Is that making sense to you guys this morning? We owed that debt right? You know the song, we owed a big old fat debt that there's no way that we could ever even begin to pay. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You couldn't do it. So for breaking God's law, we were going to spend eternity in debtor's prison. You see what I'm saying? We're going to be in hell forever and ever and ever for breaking a holy God's law. Amen? But because of that one gift, everything's been changed. Amen? Everything's been changed. Your eternity was going this way, and now it's going another way, an awesome way. So give them some praise. Thank you. We owed that debt. There's no way we could pay it. And our sins were put on the back of Jesus Christ. Amen? And His righteousness, this is the crazy part, man. His righteousness was put on us. That imputed righteousness. You know what I mean? When God looks down, He sees the blood of His Son covering our sins, man. If you're wondering, you know, you're thinking about this, you're like, oh, this is fine for you guys or whatever, you know, but I'm a good guy. You know, I donate $4 or $5 to save the whales. And the standard is perfection. The standard is actually Jesus Christ. And we're not even in the same ballpark, the same arena. Billy Graham ain't nowhere near. He's having a real good day right now, though, I guarantee you that. You know what I mean? Mother Teresa, man, not even in the same universe, man. It's not about the works you do. It's not about the nice things you do. It's not about helping old ladies across the street. And we should all do that if they want to go across the street. Don't just drag them over there. I learned that one the hard way. No, I didn't. But what are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about Jesus, right? Okay. Well, let me just read this verse. For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many were made righteous. You're blessed. If you've already made that decision, you're blessed. If you haven't made that decision, you're about to be super blessed. Amen, amen. Acts 4 and verse 12. And there is salvation in no one else. That is so important, beloved. That is really, really, really important. All roads do not lead to eternal life. They simply do not, okay? That is a lie from the devil that has derailed many a person, okay? Islam ain't going to get you there. Hinduism isn't going to get you there. You're never going to find Nirvana. You're never going to find Nirvana. You know what I'm saying? There's only one way to eternal life. And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men. There's no other way for us to be saved except by what Jesus Christ did for you and you accepting that gift. Amen? For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There's no other way around it. Amen? You can believe there's something out there. I believe that there's a God, something out there. Well, that's cool. That's great. That's a start. But you can't get to Him unless you go through Jesus Christ. Amen? Are y'all with me this morning? So, we got a big problem. We got a sin problem that separated us from our God. Amen? And the wages, man, ain't good. The wages for our sin are horrible. But we just heard some really, really good news. Amen? Amen. For God so loved the world that He gave. Amen? Amen. Philippians 2 and verse 6. Let's go to that real fast. Who, though He was in the form of God. Did you just hear what I just said right there? There's only one way to the Father. There's only one way to eternal life, okay? All roads do not lead to salvation. You see what I'm saying? And Jesus Christ, that way for your salvation is God. In the beginning was the Word. Amen? And the Word is what? The Word is God. You see what I'm saying? Listen to me right now, guys. There's only one way to be saved. And that is through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the only person that could save you. 100% man and 100% God. Amen? Who, though He was in the form of God, didn't count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He wasn't hoping he would become God one day. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have to do a couple more tasks and then maybe he would reach Godhead. He was God. He was the great I am. He was the Alpha and the Omega. He was God. You see what I'm saying? Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Blessed Trinity, three in one. Can you explain that? Not really. Not really, but Jesus Christ is God and always was God. Amen? Amen. Who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. There it is, 100% man, 100% God. Came to earth as a servant, showed us how to live a godly life, showed us how to live a God-pleasing life, amen? Showed us the right way, all the way to the cross, amen? It didn't stop there with just some really cool teachings, amen? It didn't just stop there with his death on the cross, you know what I'm saying? But he kept his word, amen? Because he was God and is God, and he rose from the dead after those 3 days. Can you give him some praise? But made himself nothing. What does that even mean? That's another thing we can't quite get. We can't quite understand that. But God, the second man of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, made himself nothing. Wrapped himself in his own creation skin. It boggles the mind. You see what I'm saying? That Jesus Christ became nothing. God became nothing. Can you imagine taking a big demotion at your job, whatever your job is, going down to the very, very bottom as far as you can go? I'm already there. No, you know what I'm saying, right? You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ did so much more than that. But just imagine what that would feel like if you went to the bottom, the janitor, cleaning the bathrooms, whatever the deal is at your workplace. You know what I mean? That wouldn't feel very good. Jesus did way, way, way more than that for us. Amen? We can't even begin to imagine that God himself came to earth and walked in flesh. But we can have a spirit of thanksgiving for it. Amen? But made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death. So if that wasn't a big enough deal, that he came down to earth and taught us how to live, that he was obedient to the point of death, not even just death, not even just run-of-the-mill death, go to work, don't come back death. You know what I mean? Car wreck death. That's horrible. Death on a cross. The most agonizing, most humiliating way. That's what the whole cross thing was made up for, to be super, super agonizing, super, super tormenting, and super, super, super embarrassing. You know what I mean? This is a big torture thing, man. That's how much Jesus Christ loved you. He didn't just walk on earth. He wasn't just born in a manger in Bethlehem and walk on earth and give us some good teachings and then lay down one day and not wake up again. And then 3 days after that, he comes up. No, he died on a cross, man. On a cross. And there was more than that cross, man. He was bound. Anybody in here ever been arrested? Nah, don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hands. Well, I'll be honest with you. I saw Rachel get arrested. No, I'm playing. Now, I've had my hands in handcuffs before behind my back. I've done it. Okay? I ain't proud of it, but it's happened. All right? And it didn't feel good to have my hands in handcuffs. But see, when Jesus was bound, it was way worse than having your hands in handcuffs, man. They had this thing rigged up to where his hands, this is what they would do. They would pull your hands up between your shoulder blades from behind you like that. And then the rope went around your neck. So if you tried to get away, you were strangling yourself. If you tried to give yourself some relief, you were strangling yourself. That's how he was bound. You see what I'm saying? That's a horrible thing, man. I know some of you cannot even imagine what that feels like. I can't even imagine But I know I was going through some crazy muscle spasms and stuff wearing some handcuffs. So just imagine how bad that would hurt. That's just the beginning. And he was mocked and spit and hit in the crown of thorns, man. You know the thorns in this area go 8 to 12 inches? It's not like our little thorns. 8 to 12 inches, man. And the mockery of having that on his head and all the soldiers mocking him. Hail, King of the Jews. And hitting him. Parading him through the street. All the fake trials, man. You know all that stuff? The flogging. How brutal that was. Carrying the cross after being flogged. A lot of people died in the flogging. Did y'all know that? A lot of people did not make it past the flogging stage. You see what I'm saying? But the Son of God made it through it. Because his destiny was to die on that cross, amen? And he carried that cross just as far as he could. And then he was nailed to that cross. And he hung up there for hours. So, it would be an amazing thing and a miracle if God came down in human flesh and just died for us. It'd be amazing, right? That would be amazing. But the prophecies, the Old Testament, everything said it had to line up just like this. And you know what? A just God, a holy God, made everything fall into place perfectly. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Amen. So if you're doubting the authenticity of the Bible, you don't have to doubt it anymore, because everything that was said hundreds and hundreds of years, even thousands of years before the birth of Jesus Christ, it all came to pass. Jesus Christ fulfilled it all perfectly. Perfectly. And the skeptical say, and that's okay, because I ask a lot of questions too, man. It's okay. But God has answers. I couldn't do this. I couldn't get up here and talk about Jesus if I didn't believe it with my whole heart. You know what I mean? There's no way I would want to deceive you cats. You know what I'm saying? So I believe, but that's not going to save you. But you can take this Bible and you can do your research, and it all happened just the way Jesus said it was going to happen. He even told his disciples, hey, this is going to happen. And guess what? It happened just how he said it. And these things were actually written about Jesus way before he ever walked on earth. You know what I'm saying? You can believe this book and you can put your faith in Jesus Christ. Amen? Because a lot of people went to their graves. A lot of early Christians and the original apostles went to their graves. They would not deny the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. They could have saved their family's life. They could have saved their children's life. They could have saved their wife's life. They could have saved their own skins if they would have just said, no, he did not rise from the dead. No, I didn't see him after the crucifixion. But they wouldn't deny Jesus. Do you see what I'm saying this morning? If it was a lie and someone was about to throw my child to lions in an arena or something like that, you know, game over, man. It was a bad joke. Sorry. Let's go, honey. Let's go home. You know what I'm saying? They didn't do that, man. They didn't do that. And 500 people saw the risen Savior at the same time. Give them some praise. All right. So is everyone all right? All right. Okay, John 10 and verse 18. No one takes it from me. No one takes it from me. Do you hear that? Amen. This wasn't some big chain of events, something that just happened. You ever had one of those weird days where you end up somewhere completely different by the end of the day? And you're like, man, how did I get here? Wow, I never thought this was going to happen. That wasn't Jesus' day. He knew where he was going. He knew exactly what was going to happen. And he could have stopped at any time he wanted to. You know what I mean? But he was not about to drop that ball because he loves us. Amen. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. No one made him do it. No, Pilate said, you won't talk to me? You won't talk to me? Don't you understand I have the authority to let you go? have the authority for you to be crucified? No, not really. Not really. Are y'all with me this morning? 1 John 3 and verse 16. By this we know love. You want to know what love is, man? You want to really know? Because some of us can probably say, you know, I don't really know what a father's love feels like. Or my father definitely loved me, but it just wasn't a good... It just wasn't there like I thought a dad should be there. You know what I mean? Are y'all with me this morning?
Amen.
You might not ever feel like you've ever really been loved by anybody, but you can absolutely know what real love feels like. Amen. Real love. This is our example. Husbands, this is our example. Wife, this is our example. Children, this is our example. Humanity, this is our example. This is how we can show true love for one another. Amen. By this we know love. This is what love should look like. You see what I'm saying this morning? 1 John 3:16, by this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. You are loved. You are loved. Whether you're a Christian this morning or not, you are loved. You are loved so much that Jesus laid down his own life, his precious life, for me and for you. Amen. Let's go to the next slide. John 19 and verse 30. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and bowed his head and gave up his spirit. When he had done everything he was sent to do, he called it a day. When he fulfilled that last prophecy, he called it a day. You know what I'm saying? And what did he say? He said, "It is finished." That's a precious little phrase right there, isn't it? Precious little sentence. It is finished. So the translation of that, we all probably know by now. It's like tetelestai or something like that is like the real word. But it's an accounting word, and it means paid in full. So imagine Jesus Christ knowing that everything had been fulfilled, that he had done everything that he was supposed to do. The sins of all humanity, past, present, and future, were laid on his back. And a holy, just God was satisfied with that. And Jesus Christ, right before he died, said, "Paid in full."
Amen.
Paid in full. There's nothing you can do to get there. But accept that precious gift. That's all you have to do. "Well, I'm not perfect. I'm not good enough." Look around, folks. Ain't nobody in here perfect. Ain't nobody in here good enough. You know what I mean? The only difference between a Christian and a non-Christian right now is accepting that most precious gift. And I'll be honest with you, then the good Lord starts to work on you. You know what I mean? But listen, that first step and that biggest step might be the scariest step, but you got to make that step. If you're feeling the Lord tug on your heart, you got to do this. You want to do this. It's going to be awesome. Accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You will never, ever, 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 ever regret it. Amen? And when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." Paid in full. All God's people said, "Paid in full."
Paid in full.
Amen. That was the cutest thing I've heard all day. Okay, Luke 24 and verse 5. Let me see here. I need a favor. Let's see here. Who can I ask? Who can I trust? Hey, Tanner, run over to the other building and tell Miss Robin that that the grown-ups will be there in a minute. She'll know what I'm talking about. And then come back. But hurry up though. Like, watch for cars and be safe. Okay, Luke 24 and verse 5. This is after the death. This is after the burial. And it's about to get really awesome. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground. Well, what's going on, man? You kind of just jumped in there in the middle. Yeah, because I didn't want to go through the whole thing because I know how you guys get tired and stuff. But this is really, really, really good, man. The ladies go to check on Jesus, man, and they're bringing these spices and stuff, man. And the stone's been rolled away. And there's some angels in there, man. Pretty cool, huh?
Amen.
Not that cool, right? Super awesome. And as they were, yeah, give them some praise. Go ahead, give them some praise. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, the angels, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" Did you hear what I just said? Why do you seek the living among the dead? Why are you in this graveyard? Why are you in this tomb looking for Jesus? He said he was going to be down. He was going to be away for a few days, but then he was coming back. He is not here, but has risen. Okay. He is not here, but has risen. That's right, Bobby Jean Joyner. Now, everybody follow Bobby Jean Joyner, what she just did. He is not here, but he is risen. You understand this, right? That if he didn't rise from the dead, we would be wasting our times. We'd be like just anybody else in some knucklehead weird stuff. You know what I'm saying? But he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead like he told his followers, "Hey, I will be back." You know what I'm saying? He is not here. He has risen. Remember, this is the angels talking to the ladies. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee? He told you this before. You didn't pay attention. It went right over your head. You were like, "What did he say that for? That doesn't make much sense." Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men? Oh, yeah, he did say that. And that happened, yeah. And be crucified? Yeah, how do you know he's going to be crucified? And he was crucified. Because, you know, if he would have just went with the Jews, and the Jews didn't want to... See, the Jews took Jesus to Pilate, to the Romans, because they were terrified of Jesus' followers. Jesus had a big crowd of folks. Jesus just come into town, and everybody was like, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," and throwing down palm branches and stuff. You know what I mean? So the Jewish leaders, man, the Sanhedrin, they're like, "He's got to go. He's way more popular than we could ever be. He's messing up our program. People are starting to look at him." You know what I mean? But I don't want that blood on my hands. We got to do this some way where no one knows it's us. Because they didn't have a problem stoning Stephen. You know what I mean? They would, even though it was illegal, they would do plenty of stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? But here's the deal, man. If they can give him over to Rome and twist Pilate's hand, you with me? Then they can come off looking pretty innocent. You know what I'm saying? Are y'all with me this morning? And that is how he was crucified on the cross. The Romans were the ones that used cross as crucifixion, as a punishment. Y'all with me? That the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise. And on the third day rise, man. And he's not in a tomb. He's not dead. That was a long time ago. That was 2,000 years ago. So surely he died somewhere, you know, maybe in Greece or, you know, somewhere maybe just kind of chilled out, you know, on the beach for the rest of his days. All God's people went, Nope, man. He's hard at work right now preparing a place for us. That's awesome. I mean, think about it. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter. It took him 6 days to make everything. You know what I mean? But when he was going back, he said, I'm going to go and prepare a place for you. So it's going to be pretty cool, right? It's going to be awesome. We got a lot to look forward to. That the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise. And they remembered his words. Oh, yeah! Now it's all starting to make sense. We didn't lose. He wasn't lying. Wow, it wasn't 3.5 years of wasted time. this is a lot bigger than what I ever imagined. He wasn't just some cool guy that was going to start a revolution. No way, man. He didn't just come into Israel to set up a kingdom in Jerusalem and to kick the Romans out. He came to set up a kingdom in the hearts of men so we can spend eternity with him. So I want to ask you guys right now, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, why don't you just come on up here? I want everybody to pray. Everybody to pray. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, this is the moment you've been waiting for. Continue to pray. If you're feeling the tugging and the pulling, just ask right now, God, if you're real, man, let me know. And while we're all praying, we're going to go ahead and watch a short movie.